Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and Alex has told me, and she wants to bring it on the air, that she would like to tickle Joe's bone.
No, pick Joe's bone. Pick a Joan with bow. I mean, pick a Joe.
It's spreading. It's contagious. Oh. It is contagious.
I mean, pick a bone with Joe. Pick a Joe with bow.
All right. Tell me what's your boner about.
Okay, my boner is about, no, my bone to pick with you is, can you just reach behind you and grab what you brought to work today?
What, McDonald's?
Yeah.
What about it?
Open it.
Like the bag or the...
Have you eaten it yet?
I've been busy since I got here. I ate one of my breakfast
burritos.
Now grab
the item.
Why would I grab my breakfast burrito?
Just get it.
What? You are so serious. What?
Okay. Now, anyone who's anyone.
Shout out to McDonald's, by the way.
I feel like producer MYK's got to agree with me. It grosses me out. We have to have a family meeting about this, and I have to bring it up because every day I'm just so disgusted. You go get your breakfast, which is fine, whatever, hot breakfast, but you do not eat it sometimes until after the show.
Because I'm so busy.
Grossest thing to me to eat what's supposed to be a hot McDonald's breakfast, but then you let it get cold, and then you still eat it later. You got to eat it when it's hot.
No, I for sure. Like, the breakfast burrito I have now, kind of a brick. But when it was made...
But you'll still eat it later, which is what makes me shook.
But when it was made this morning at 5:30, it was delicious and warm.
But that doesn't make sense to me. Like, if I get hot breakfast before work, like, I'm eating it instantly as I'm working or whatever. I'm eating it as I'm preparing for the show. But how do you go, like, 4 or 5 hours without eating a hot breakfast and you'll still eat it?
I don't do anything. Like, how often have I, like, held a turd in, like, all show? Like, not went and dropped a deuce because I just was busy. Like, because we don't have time.
Am I the only one that thinks that is so weird that he does that?
Look at the size of that burrito. I feel like you got that before the show. You could finish that before the show.
Yeah,
that's not a huge, that's like one of those like dollar burritos.
What?
No, but it would take, like, first of all, I'm going to have to unwrap it, and then I'm going to have to put some hot sauce on it. And here's my thing. You're supposed to. I don't always do it. I'm a fat guy, but you're supposed to enjoy your food. You're not supposed to scarf it down. So if
how are you enjoying it when it's cold?
I mean, it's not as good as it was warm, but it's just, it is what it is. I didn't realize that bothered you that much. I mean,
I just think it's disgusting.
I want to have a family meeting then if we're talking about things that bother us so much about food here.
Ooh, it's getting real.
What?
Let's talk about your just utter disrespect for the workplace with all the freaking crumbs you leave. You come in here like a freaking wrecking ball, destroy everything, and take off every damn day. You have either Rice Krispie treats, which usually don't leave a mess, but you have all the wrappers, but you've been having these crappy, they're not even the good Pop-Tarts. They're brown sugar and whatever.
Okay, brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts are the best Pop-Tarts.
No.
Those are the best ones.
At least I'm eating my
Pop-Tarts. Of course.
Those ones are the best ones.
Well, first of all, Pop-Tarts are good warm, but they can be eaten cold. So, like, those are universally good either way. But you leave all your damn crumbs over there, and it's disrespectful. And then people think, because I'm so damn tired of being the fat guy, and everybody thinks it's you that farts, and everybody thinks that it's me that leaves the crumbs.
They're like, I'm a squirrel eater.
Joe, clean your stuff up. I'm like, that's Alex's stuff, not mine.
I'm just saying, who buys a hot, delicious fast food breakfast and then waits hours till it gets cold and then eats it?
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Maddie.
What's up, Maddie? What do you want to say?
So I'm calling in because for the Freak Show Friday.
No, you're not. We're onto a different conversation here.
Oh, dang it.
I'm sorry, but you have a good day, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. I'm sorry. I'm so heated right now. So it really bothers you that much?
I just think it's gross.
That I eat a cold burrito?
I mean, it's not like I, like, stress out about it. I just think, like, I don't understand your excuse of I don't have time to eat. You have plenty of time to eat.
I could eat
a whole fried chicken meal while we're sitting here doing the show.
And she has.
And I have.
But the thing is, though, like, I could go back and forth with you, and I guarantee anybody listening, they're bored out of their mind if I did. But, like, I really don't, because there's so many little things getting ready for the next element. Like, getting ready for the next thing coming up, the next thing that we're talking about.
The size of that burrito, though. Like, what if you just got here 7 minutes earlier?
My iPhone is bigger than that burrito. That.
No, I would love to.
Yeah.
But, like, I was out late last night, and that was, an adult decision I made, and I got home very late.
Ooh.
Didn't get much sleep, and
I just think you're
not
strange.
Touch my food, Liv.
I just think you're strange.
Well, you're not the first one to ever say that. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Hello, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Brittany.
What's up, Brittany? What do you want to say?
Hey, okay,
Okay, so I'm listening to you guys talking about the breakfast burritos or whatever.
Yep.
I do the same thing. Ooh. I buy food and I go home and I might get a shower and then eat my dinner. Like, I don't see the big deal.
That's disgusting. I just don't understand eating cold food or old food. Like, it's been out for hours.
See, I love that you brought this up because now Joe's taking the time right now on the air, on the air, to eat his burrito. He can't talk right now. There you go.
I just want everybody to be happy. So I'm going to eat my burrito right now.
When I make cinnamon rolls in the morning, like on the weekend, if I make cinnamon rolls, I eat them while they're hot. And then after like 25 minutes, when they start getting cold and the icing hardens, I refuse to eat them. I don't touch them. They get all thrown away.
Good morning. Can you say good morning? I got food in my mouth.
Good morning. Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Thanks.
This is Larry.
Larry, is it gross that Joe's eating a cold-ass burrito right now?
Yes, the hell it is. My wife do the same thing. She eat cold spaghetti, cold pizza, cold everything. And that is irritating to me. And then after that, she want a kiss. No.
God, no. Divorce.
No, it's not happening.
A cold spaghetti?
Just like this morning, I made some oatmeal. She showered, got her hair done.
Yes.
The kids dressed, the oatmeal coat, and she ate
Joe
it. And
brings,
then turned around and yeah. said, babe,
Joe brings
I love
cold
you. Give me a kiss.
Joe brings cold oatmeal to work, and he'll let it sit and get crusty and then eat it hours later. That is the grossest
Joe,
thing.
I don't like to do
Joe,
it. I like
what's
it warm.
The problem with Joe?
There's no problem here. Listen, I agree with you guys. Like, ideally, the food is the best when you eat it right there hot on the spot. But I make the oatmeal. I put it in my car because it's too damn hot. I'm trying to get to work, and I'm already late because I'm tired. And I get in here, and it hardens up like cement. Like, you don't, either you eat your oatmeal quickly, or it's a rock.
I'm just saying you're disgusting, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Here's my thing, though. I'm not ashamed. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Zach.
What's up, man? You okay? You sad? What's wrong?
Nah, man. I'm just saying, the food tastes better when you let the flavors cook in and let it cool off. Lasagna a few days later, that's the best.
Gross.
Those breakfast burritos from McDonald's, they taste awesome when they're cold. If they're
I'd
crusty,
rather eat gruel
hard.
In jail.
And good morning, Joe and Alex. So who's this?
Hey, this is Nick, man.
What's up, Nick? I'm going to eat my burrito. What'd you want to say?
Oh, nothing. I mean, everybody's making fun of you for eating all this cold food, but my brother just came in town from South Bend with this Carolina Reaper pepper, and he could warm your food up for you a little bit.
No, this thing's got, I got the hot sauce from McDonald's. It's good stuff. I'm like Beyonce. Yeah, I got the hot sauce.
Yeah, I bet your hot sauce isn't as hot as this pepper is.
Yeah, I don't want my butt to bleed.
I'm just saying, no matter where it's from, the food, if it's meant to be eaten hot and then you just let it sit and get cold and then eat it, I'm out.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that that family meeting. I'm glad you brought it up because I've been seeing my therapist for a few months now. And if you let things fester, that's not good, she says.
That's right.
Thanks for bringing it up.